Hey listeners, welcome to 2021. This week, we're sharing an episode that was exclusive to our Deep Dive podcast. Enjoy! Welcome to the pilot podcast, Deep Dive,
where we watch the pilot episode of one show and do a deep dive into letting you know if you should watch it.
My name is BJ.
And my name is Me Too.
And this week, we're checking out a Black Lady sketch show on HBO.
So stay tuned to the end to find out why BJ loves this comedy sketch show, even though he doesn't really like comedies, and I'll never understand why.
Wow, way to just throw me under the bus in the comedy world.
I just don't understand why you don't like to smile and laugh.
I do, but I'd rather laugh at you than at a TV show.
With me. Okay, so why don't we get into it? BJ, what were your initial reactions to Robin Thede's Black Lady sketch show?
Sure. So I discovered this show through YouTube's recommendation algorithms, which showed me clips. And then I was like, wait a minute, this is really funny. There's probably more than just these select clips on the internet. And not really to my surprise, the rest of the show is at the same quality as the clips that I saw online. And I was really impressed. The skits are clever. The comedians are funny. The production value is high, and it's an enjoyable experience being a half-hour show.
In our Best of 2019 show, which is obviously a giveaway for my rating here, I named it one of my favorite shows of the year.
Mm-hmm. How did you discover it?
My algorithm wasn't YouTube. It was all of my friends, except for you, telling me to watch this show. One of my friends was pretty insistent. And then finally, I caved and watched it. Not because I didn't have interest, but because I was just in sort of a busy professional period at that time. But I found the time and watched it and got sucked in, which was to my detriment because I had lots of other things to do, but I couldn't not think about this show and watch the show. And I would watch clips that I had just seen over and over again. And the background on the show is cool because it's executive produced by Robin Thede, who had a show on BET that was like any of the other nightly shows. It was called The Rundown, and she would give a rundown on the day's happenings in news and pop culture. And it was so smart and so well written and highly reviewed, but didn't find its audience and was canceled. And that opened the door to her linking up with Issa Rae and creating a Black Lady sketch show. So some fun facts about the show is that it's the first all Black women's writing room led by Lauren Ashley Smith, who worked on The Rundown. And it's the first Black woman sketch director with Dime Davis. And so it's just such a wonderful Black lady sketch show in every sense. But I don't think you have to be a Black woman like me to love the show. It's just so funny.
You brought up a good point that it is for everyone. But the cool thing is there are layers to it. So there's a base layer where anyone who likes comedy can laugh and enjoy the performances. But then below that, I think if you're in the Black community, you'll see the nuances and enjoy that. And then if you are a Black woman, you'll get even more out of it. So it's something for everyone. And then on top of that, little extras for different people.
Yes. I related hard to this one sketch starring Ashley Nicole Black as this spy who was super successful and notorious in her agency for being so talented at her job, because as an average Black girl, she just doesn't get seen. And so she can quote unquote break into places by just waltzing in because people don't look in her direction.
Her normal face draws no attention.
Her normal face draws no attention housed in this Black body. And so she faces off against Nicole Byer, who plays a character who's similar to her own, but just an evil counterpart working for the bad guys, if you will. And it was just so funny to see them play off of each other. And it reminded me, I often regale BJ with especially stories of being in the gym and people just walking into me or standing in front of me while I'm trying to get to something and just not noticing me. And so it just truly cracked me up because I joke with friends that we could be spies. People literally don't see us.
Yeah, it was funny of them taking the whole invisible, I'm invisible to the world concept to a whole new level. In this skit, society literally does not see her. She stood in front of a security guy, made eye contact, and then kept it moving.
And it sounds heavy, but Ashley Nicole Black is so funny, and it's so well written that you laugh, and then you also think about what they're saying, probably after in your reflection, but in the moment, you're just laughing. There's a part where she has to get past these infrared lasers, and typically in spy movies and shows, we'll see people do get smart style moves where they do flips through it and acrobatic moves, and instead, it's almost like Black Girl lasers where she has to double dutch through one of them. She has to do the electric slide to get through another one. She does the choreography from Thriller to get to another one. And so it just was so funny to see the layers of humor in all of these sketches. I think my favorite, probably yours too, based on how much you were laughing when we watched, was Robin Thede being the pre-PhD.
Her masterclass, yes.
Do you want to talk about that one?
So she was teaching us how to philosophize. Is that the correct term? And science-ize.
Yes.
And it's sad, but now that I'm thinking about it more, it's funny of these quote-unquote experts in their field, pre-PhD in this case, talking about conspiracy theories and talking about how the theory of geometry was just made up by the white man. It's these perspectives on everyday things. Also, who do you assume is guilty of a crime? And just the way she confidently presented all of her character's points of view sold it completely.
She's a classic Hotep. And what's so great about the sketches that you will probably find funniest in this first episode, like Robin Thede's pre-PhD, is we'll see them more throughout the show. What I love about it, it's tight, 30-minute episodes, 6-episode seasons. Nothing is getting dragged out, but we'll get to see the characters again. So I don't want to spoil anything, but she does come back in a few different ways as that Hotep, and it's so funny.
So that was an exciting surprise. At the very end, we saw a preview for the next episode, and I was really shocked that they were going to do more with the normal face spy character, but it was also something I'm looking forward to.
I don't think it's a surprise to our listeners. BJ and I are team short episodes, team leave us wanting more, stop dragging out these plots into hour and a half long TV shows. Please, we beg you, as people who review TV shows, even though we elect to do it. But A Black Lady Sketch Show, when it ended, it almost felt abrupt because it was just such a tight 30, I think under 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel like there were any extra lines. It was so sharply written.
Yeah, which is refreshing. And it's also sad that we are so accustomed to unnecessary filler.
And even the celebrity cameos didn't feel gratuitous, like they were there just for celebrity cameos.
Yeah, they blended in.
Some of the celebrity cameos include, like we said, Nicole Byer, there's Gina Torres, Amara La Negra, Laverne Cox, and Angela Bassett are in this incredible sketch.
And Kelly Rowland, don't forget her.
And Kelly Rowland in the Bad Bitch support group sketch. In the future, we'll see Loretta Devine, Tia Mowry, Asia Naomi King, David Alan Greer, Issa Rae, Patti LaBelle, Amber Riley, Yvonne Orji, and more. And it's just so star-studded, but it, again, doesn't feel like they're just putting in celebrities and creating roles for them. Everything feels necessary. Nothing feels like an extra minute.
And did you mention Issa Rae? She's also an executive producer.
So she and Robin, as soon as the rundown ended, were like, all right, it's time for us to work on this project together. Robin said in an interview that they had been trying to figure out in their schedules. And then when Robin's show got canceled, she's like, well, looks like I have a big ol' opening. I was so sad to see the rundown go because it was a tremendous nightly show, but it opened the door to a sketch show that I think breathed new life into the genre. And I think that there's some pressure for women filmmakers, for filmmakers of marginalized backgrounds, and especially for a show called A Black Lady Sketch Show with an all Black women writer's room, Black women starring, Black women behind the camera, to be great. Mm-hmm. It's sad that fewer chances are given to people from backgrounds who don't often get to create and star in shows. So it is sad that they probably had a lot of pressure to be awesome.
Definitely.
Because you just don't get that many chances, because then these big networks can be like, well, we took a chance with this one.
They failed, so why would we do this again?
Exactly. Versus like, I mean, I don't even want to get into it, but we've seen many a show fail from folks who are traditionally given these chances.
Yes.
And they're given show after show after show to finally get it right. People from other backgrounds, we don't get to do that. And so I am sad that this pressure was on them, but they delivered.
Exactly. They met those unfortunate behind the scene expectations, but they made a quality product. And I think you can tell that what they were doing just feels genuine.
Yes.
It's not like we're just going for the easy laugh. We're just doing what we need to do to get a second season. You can feel the passion in the creativity and ideas.
And Robin Thede and Ashley Nicole Black actually write on the show as well. There was such a chemistry and such good acting from the four leads that I thought Gabrielle Dennis and Quinta Brunson, who also round out that cast of four that star in the show, I thought they were writers too, because I know Quinta Brunson is a writer, but they're not. They just are so familiar with the material, and I think just have such good chemistry with the material and each other that it looked like they were all in on it.
Yeah, it was just natural. It flowed. It was less acting, and you were just looking in on some funny moments.
And another Black girl made the theme song, Meg Thee Stallion. The theme song is called Hot Girl. And I think it's a return to fire theme songs, because I love a good TV theme song. BJ, you know how strongly I feel about Golden Girls theme song, the Reba theme song.
Speaking of theme songs, I also have to say I really enjoyed the puppets in the opening.
Yes!
So each of the main cast members had like Muppets, Jim Henson style puppet version of themselves. I don't know why, but that made me smile.
It has you laughing from the opening credits.
Mm-hmm.
And the interstitials, which we talked about in our other episode, Astronomy Club, the interstitial of just the four of them in the house. Unlike Astronomy Club, it's not a reality show, but I don't want to give away the story because it's a fun spoiler. Those are really good too.
That was cool. And it also goes back to what you were saying, where some of these characters are going to continue in other episodes. I wasn't expecting some of these little interstitial moments to actually go throughout the episode. So I didn't see that coming.
It'll develop further in the show.
Oh, that same one.
Yes. And it's great to see.
I'm looking forward to that. I also want to say one of my favorite sketches was actually the first one, The Fog.
Yes.
You can't say too much without spoiling it.
That's the problem with these sketches, is we can start to talk about them, but the reveals are all so good.
Great reveal. It had some horror movie elements to it going on. And then the twist just made it perfect.
People who write sketches often say that the very difficult part of it is ending it, because you can come up with, if you are minded in that way, lots of funny premises, but it's difficult to land it and to leave someone laughing and wrap it up in a way that isn't awkward. And the reveals at the end of these sketches, they're all ended so well. They land them so well.
They land them well, and they don't stretch them out too long.
Yes, which I think people are guilty of doing, because it is awkward figuring out how to end this strange world that you've built with your sketch. You want to jump into our ratings?
Sure. So Me Too, I think everyone already knows, but how about you just verbalize it for them? What would you give a Black lady sketch show?
If you like to smile or laugh, or if you breathe, if you are alive and sentient, I couldn't more strongly recommend HBO's A Black Lady Sketch Show for the sketches, the performances, the writing, the music. It's a great show. I'm so excited for season two. They've been renewed for a second season. So watch it now, and then come probably fall this year, you will get to see season two right along with the rest of us who watch this perfect, perfect show. Listeners, I'm editing this episode, so I will edit out BJ's response if it's not positive. So go ahead.
Where is your integrity?
It'll just be like, I would watch this again seriously as well. Me too.
Thanks for listening. But actually, I would give this would watch again casually. I definitely want to see the other five episodes in this season, and I will jump in for the second season. For our longtime listeners, they'll know I rarely binge a show, and this show's already finished airing, having come out August 2019. So I don't have a weekly schedule set by the TV network. So it's going to be whenever I think about it, whenever I just want to have a moment to have some lighthearted comedy and have a good laugh. But I'll definitely work my way through the season.
And that's a pretty strong recommendation for a comedy from BJ.
It really is. I'm speaking very highly of it.
It's very good.
Any final thoughts?
Y'all need to watch a Black Lady sketch show.
There you go. That is the takeaway.
Okay, Beach. Well, where can people find other episodes of the Pilot Podcast where I am not so fervently, in a biased way, pushing for a show because I am passionate about it?
Sure. So if you want to hear a broad range of our reviews and summaries, you can subscribe to our podcast, which you already are if you're listening to this. You'll also get more of our reviews at thepilotpodcast.com and stay subscribed to The Deep Dive.
You can follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at The Pilot Pod. You can send thoughts, feelings, your reactions to a Black Lady sketch show, because I hope that each of you watches it, and also recommendations for shows we should watch. So send those to askthepilotpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.